Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
I'm a North Shore native who's become famous on social media for his high roller life in the world of Las Vegas sports wagering is now in trouble with the law. Federal agents say the man's lavish lifestyle came at the expense of one deep-pocketed victim. WBBM's Brandon Eisen with the story.
Hailing from New Trier High School, 27-year-old Robert Gorodetsky of Glencoe has now been charged in the U.S. District Court in Chicago with a massive fraud scheme against a single victim who invested millions of dollars with Gorodetsky. And according to the charges, the nearly $10 million stolen between 2014 and 2017 is what bankrolled his gambling spree. In addition to the fraud count, according to the Tribune, Gorodetsky is accused of filing a false tax return with the IRS. In a USA Today profile labeling him as one of the most compelling and controversial figures in sports, Gorodetsky was quoted as saying he got his edge from being unafraid to lose. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
People who use Yelp are now finding new information in Chicago, which restaurants have the lowest health scores.
Yelp has already been listing a health score for about 10,000 restaurants in Chicago, but now Yelp spokesman Vince Salito says Yelp is tagging the dirtiest restaurants with a hard-to-miss warning that says health score alert.
Among the thousands of establishments in Chicago, the lowest 1% scoring, about 30 or so, will receive this warning, and it will be based on severity of violations that you can imagine are quite bad.
One Chicago listing with a health score alert, for example, has 14 violations and a health score of 32 out of 100. Yelp says that score is based on city health inspections. The public's general reviews of that place, by the way, 3.5 stars out of 5. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
In a Chicago courtroom this morning.
Robert Kelly.
Morning, Your Honor. Steve Greenberg on behalf of Mr. Kelly. He was supposed to be here today, but he had a medical procedure.
Kelly's lead attorney, Steve Greenberg, tending to procedural matters for Kelly, who's charged with sexual abuse of four women. In his first trial, jurors will hear from a hairdresser who says Kelly sexually assaulted her in 2003. Kelly also faces charges in federal court in New York, as well as a state case in Minnesota.
Criminal justice reform advocates are urging Governor Pritzker and his administration to make sure that efforts to end cash bond in Illinois do more good than harm.
Charlene Grace, executive director of the Chicago Community Bond Fund, applauds Governor J.B. Pritzker for saying he wants to end cash bond within a year. But her group and others have issued a report on what a fair system should look like and what traps to avoid.
It's much more complicated than simply ending money bond. We need to do that. Wealth-based pretrial incarceration is ruining lives and harming communities, particularly black and brown communities and communities living in poverty all across the state. But it's possible to end money bond while maintaining or even increasing pretrial jailing.
For example, Grace says all misdemeanors should be exempt from pretrial detention. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police still looking for the suspect who shot a teenager, robbed another after a swim meet last night at Lynn Bloom Math and Science Academy in West Englewood. Police say the classmates, ages 15 and 17, were walking to a car near 61st and Walcott when one suspect shot the 17-year-old in the side. When he ran away, the other stole the 15-year-old boy's gym bag. The older boy hospitalized said to be in good condition.
The head of the Kane County Board is weighing in on the discussion to eliminate a bridge toll on Longmeadow Parkway even before the 95-cent toll has been formally approved. The County Board's Transportation Committee yesterday approved tolls for the bridge, which is scheduled to open in 2022. The full board will likely take up the measure next month. Here's County Board Chair Chris Lauzen.
We could not afford to build the parkway and the bridge with our current resources.
According to Lawson, the plan is to make the bridge free after tolls pay for the $28 million cost of building and maintaining the bridge.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.